This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. We're on episode 143, I'm going to say and a half, because this is a special future that we're bringing in before we have our other awesome show with our man Eric, the first blind man, the first blind human being to summit Mount Everest is going to be on the show this week. But I'm bringing on with you right now and everyone watching on the Facebook live stream, our man Bill Courtwright. And what we're talking about a little bit, Bill, is our upcoming event that we have, Minutes with Millionaire. Minutes with Millionaires. So actually, I'm getting ready to cough. Do you want to tell them about yourself real quick?
Go ahead, cough. Buddy, it's all right. All right, get away. It always happens, right? Whoa, you really did have to cough. Yeah, how you doing?
I need
it. How's everything going?
It's going good.
You got something to drink there? You got something to drink there?
Oh, man.
You're just so excited about this thing, right? Yeah, there you go. You'll be all right. So, how are you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah.
You ready?
As soon as I cough this.
We're live on Facebook too, right?
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. This is really live.
This is real live. I'm going to leave all this in on the podcast too. I'm not editing.
You got to now. Yeah, so we're all getting together. And getting together for a wonderful reason, too, to help you with Dream Shine, which I think is one of the greatest things. Are you muting yourself so you can cough?
I don't want to interrupt you with it. My water went down the wrong pipe.
Wow. We could start over, right? But we can't. No, we're live. We're live on Facebook. Thank you, Facebook. So we're doing this for Dream Shine, and all the proceeds that we raise are going for Dream Shine. And it's really important. If you look at Mark's videos and the pictures of Dream Shine, an amazing, amazing organization that you've built there. It really is. And that's why we're all getting together. And we're getting together, and the idea came from Dan. Dan had the idea of, you know, the Minutes with Millionaires. And the idea is to give you guys some real answers. And real answers of what it takes to become successful, to really become successful. And every one of us have a story. Now, I'm the elder statesman of the group, so I may be a little bit different because I'm older. But I've had a lot of success. I've been very lucky in my life. And parts of it, the other parts is I've worked my butt off. And
yeah, don't say luck.
Yeah, I mean, there's always luck. You always like, you know, things will fall into place right where they're supposed to. But I guess a little luck's always involved. That's okay. So for me, I have a definition very different at this time in my life of success. And success to me is peace. It means that you're living in a state of calm. And I have been teaching people about stress for over three decades. And I'm going to kind of reveal some of the truth about stress, because the reason people don't become successful and the reason that they don't step out is they just don't understand the science behind becoming doing things, the science behind procrastination and self-sabotage. And people want to change, but then the moment they start, they just fall down. And then we can stand up there and tell them, hard work, hard work. They know it's hard work. The question is, why don't you do it? And there's actual science behind that that we'll talk about. I'm going to reveal, this will be actually my first time coming out. I have a bunch of events coming up, but this will be my first time that I'm going to do a live, I've done lectures on it, but a live lecture on the 7 steps of stress mastery. So this will be my reveal for the new book coming out in September. And once you understand that, and I'm going to tell you guys, this is the truth. Stress is an illusion. It's not real. All the worry and all the anxiety everybody has, all the doubt people get and being timid and all that is actually programs. It's an illusion. It's you weren't born with stress and you were literally programmed to be stressed. And the good news about that being the fact is you can uninstall that program. And if you want to uninstall and understand the things that we teach in Stress Mastery, that means, yes, you can build your business, you can build your life, and you can do this without worry and anxiety. Does not mean you're not going to work hard.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to raise my hand because I know we love to interrupt if you get excited. Sandy, what's up? Sandy just jumped on the live stream. So a lot of people watching this, we're talking about our event that we have coming up. Something else we're doing, Bill, is we're doing a Q&A with everyone that's going to allow, this is what we're making this live stream different, is we kept thinking is how can we add the most value to everyone that can't be at something like this in person for $35.
So we have I can't believe it's $35 for this.
And we're donating it all to Dream Shine. What's up, Shane?
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, it's even for that it should be more so we could help our individuals with special needs. But look, It's about, we all care, we're serving people, we're happy to be together, and everyone has their own different, not perspective, but their own different journey that they've been through. But
their experience. Everybody has a different experience up there, right?
That's right. She said, hello, Bill. Yeah. But Bill, you're someone that, it's minutes with billionaires, but we want to be clear to everyone, we're not trying to brag about, oh, we made millions, we're better than everyone, blah, 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 blah. That's the opposite of who any of us are. What we're going to tell you guys, all of you, is how, the actual how that we've all done it and how you can too, and the obstacles you're going to face that you're facing now and how each of us have continued to overcome them. And that's what it's about. It's about, like, we've screwed up a lot of times, so we're going to teach you even through our failures so you don't have to go through a lot of the failures that we've been through. And like Bill, you have peace now, but there was a time where you went through a lot of stress and you were struggling in your marriage.
Oh yeah, see this wasn't always. So I was one of those that was going to drive my career. I was going to drive myself to success, and I was way outside the box. So I was doing very innovative things, especially when you're doing it in medicine. And so I was way outside the box. So, I mean, you have a target on your back when that happens. So I was working, and there was a point, there was one time that I was actually building something in Peru, Philippines, Panama, and the States all at the same time. And so I was literally saw my family maybe 3-4 days a month. Mm. And you can't have a relationship that way. I'm sorry. It didn't matter how much money you make and that. And it was a tremendous amount of stress. But stress, and you guys understand, one of the things I want you guys to get with me on is there's a reason your life looks like it does today. So you can look at the 5 life categories, and you can look at your career. There's a reason you're doing what you do today. Look at your money situation. There's a reason your money is in that situation today. Your health. Your health is determined by what you did yesterday. Your relationships. And even your spiritual development, there is a reason that your life looks like it does today, and there's a very strategic way to change that. So the number one thing that people want, and we've done these surveys with thousands of people, the number one thing people want to change in their life is they want to improve the money situation. That you can never, ever, let me, 1 second, Mark.
No,
you
go
can
ahead.
Never, ever, you can, and I'm going to tell you this from personal experience, you cannot improve your money situation if you don't change your money program within your subconscious mind. And here's the kicker. That program was put there the first 7 years of your life. So if your parents argued about money and you're 2 to 3 years old and they argue about money on a regular basis, To you, money is bad. Unconsciously, you will make it and lose it. Make it and lose it. And it happened to me. So I was very young when I first made my first big money. I was only 29 years old, and I got lucky. That's what I was saying. Sometimes it's luck because I had an infomercial hit. So, woo, money's my bank account was ringing like ding, 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 ding. And so I thought, man, I got life. I could do whatever I want. I was single at the time. I was buying cars and houses. I was having a good time. And I thought, you know, I was so uncomfortable having that money. I don't know if this happened to any of the other guys, but I bet it's so uncomfortable that I had to screw it up and get rid of the money because I didn't have a millionaire program in my head, in my what I call the cage. It wasn't there.
You self-sabotage yourself.
Yes. And so finally what I did was I was making these investments and I thought, well, I made the money in the infomercial. Let's do another one. Guess what? There's a reason, like one out of every 99 make it. I told you there's a little luck in there, right? That second time, when you see an infomercial on TV, and it's changed in today's world, but back then, when you saw that, if you saw it 3 weeks in a row, it was successful because it cost that much in media to keep it going.
Yeah.
So if you weren't making money, you couldn't keep on running it. So that was a fast way to lose that money, start over again. But I lost it, basically lost it all.
What you will tell people in the event is, this is another thing that's great. It sucked that that happened, but some people that happens, Bill, and they might say, you know what? I wasn't meant for this. Maybe I should just turn around and go back and do something else. But you can continue to persevere. Yeah. And that's something that we're going to share with everyone is and not necessarily now, but during the event, like, how did you, okay, I had a million, I lost it. How did you then persevere to make millions more? And again, a lot of people are asking us, they want to make money. It's not about bragging and being better. People want to have more options. They want to have the freedom. They want to be.
But they do have this like tethered thing. And this is and I will warn you to that, because for me, once you make it, you can always make it. I really believe that. Once you've done it, it seems like a million is the mark, but once you've done it, you can always do it. But it's really a mindset. It really is a mindset. You know, it's how, it's the energy. And I teach these things in my deeper teachings. It's the state you live in. If you have a millionaire mindset, then you're going to take actions to do what it takes, and you're going to draw into your life what you need. The challenge with that is, if somebody asks me, yes, you got to have a good business plan. You got to have a good idea. You've got to work hard. But I'll tell you the most important thing is you have to be working on yourself every single day. If you were born with the perfect tribe and the perfect parents and the perfect programming and the perfect cage, you have to understand and it's part of stress, by the way. It's part of our survival DNA is this comfort zone that we hear about. Well, that comfort zone is a cage. It's designed to keep you in your tribe. It's designed to keep you in that career and that money situation, that health situation, because if you left the tribe during prehistoric times, you wouldn't survive. It was a death sentence. We're going to push you out of the tribe. It's a death sentence.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a comfort zone. But after 7 years of age, that is sealed. And so your beliefs, your concepts, your values, everything, your habits are in that particular cage. So if you look at the families, if you want to know my greatest legacy is I broke my cage into a different set of tribe for my children, but that's why people just keep repeating the same mistakes over and over, because it's the programs that they have.
So Yuri, and that's what's great, like during this event, that's why we're having this live Q&A, is I wouldn't have it with people that didn't have experience, that haven't lived it, because that's where you have wisdom. And you know, Bill, on Bill's podcast, let everyone know about your podcast real quick.
So you just search the Stress Mastery Podcast, and I have a show Monday through Friday. It runs about 20 minutes in the morning, and it's designed to teach you about stress mastery. So we have a Motivational Monday. We have a Health Huddles on Tuesday. We talk about the body and stress. We have the Mind on Wednesday. We have the Spirit on Thursday. And Friday, we always have a book study. But it's there to exactly what you need to start your day. You have to start your day working on yourself. So I challenge, it's a high-end podcast. What I mean by that is you got to be a little bit, you know, out there to follow me, because I will push you out of your cage.
There's levels. You know, and it's okay if you're not. Sometimes you have to fight, and it's not sometimes. You have to fight through the trenches and then battle and have the scars to then understand what the next – there's stuff you shared with me a year ago that didn't click till now. But what I'm saying on your podcast too, you share, and everyone needs to listen to it, and at our live event you'll hear, but you share a lot of what you went through in your backstory. You didn't –
Well, you know, it's the first time actually, Mark. It's interesting because I got emails, right? Because if you read my books – it doesn't look like there's a Bill Courtright before age 20, because I never talked about it. So it was actually my stepson, David, who's on the show with me, millennial, super millennial.
Super millennial, David.
Super millennial there, you know, he's there, and he kept going, you know, why don't you ever talk about this? Why don't you ever talk about this? And the reason I don't is I worked on myself many years. I come from a very, very abusive childhood. And you want to do a show on it. I told you no. Because I told everybody no. Because I don't carry that concept with me. In other words, I don't talk about it because I don't carry it with me. As far as I'm concerned, that's so far in the past. I've dealt with it. And I've moved on. Because if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. I would still be caught in that history, right? And that's what happens to people. They get caught in their history, and they get caught in that cage in their history, and they're still blaming their parents that are 50 years old.
Well, that's why I asked you about it, because without even getting the details, a lot of people, it helps them to know sometimes, wow, Bill went through all this because maybe they're stuck thinking I can't be successful like Bill because he had all. Yeah. And the thing is, Bill's backstory, you have to listen to his podcast.
Yeah, because I won't write about it in my book either.
I mean, you were even in tears, and I get it. It wasn't, your history isn't your destiny. And that these are the type of people that I work with. This is proof of it. And we don't give people the textbook answers everyone wants to hear. We're not going to throw out,
there's no textbook
to be successful at business, because that may work for one person, but it never worked for any of us. So
there really is no textbook, and it's kind of a shame what they teach these kids in school, because I have a huge millennial audience, Mark. I never in a million years, I had some emails come in again today, 24-year-old man who's starting to get, I just never thought I would have a millennial audience.
That's cool.
That's telling me something. It's telling me something that, you see, they don't teach you in school how to be successful. They teach you, you know, how to do spreadsheets and how to build plans and how to this, but they don't teach you the tools it takes for you to step outside your cage and to grow. They don't teach you how to work.
They don't teach mindset.
That's all they don't even look at that stuff. And it's the most important thing. So when I see these millennials and a 24-year-old today, and David's 23, super millennials only 23, and they start getting this stuff, and they start getting into personal development and working on themselves, it makes my heart shine. Because I know that's the key, because it has to go with your degree. I have a very, very successful daughter who's an entrepreneur who has 5 streams of income coming in. She's 29 years old. She has a degree in dietetics, but she works outside that because she's following her passion that she loves. It's personal development. I know we want to talk about, you know, how do I invest my money, or how do I build this business, or how do I get, you know, streams of income, or how do I get, you know, the passive income. But I'm telling you guys, first you have to get yourself right, and you have to work on yourself every day, and work on your business every day.
Yes. Don't think that you're going to be perfect before you start.
Heck no.
And that's where I get into leadership too, Bill, where I talk is a lot of people say, well, I'm having struggles with my team, or I can't get it together. We're having all this conflict. I don't think I should move forward with my business. And I said, no.
It's the opposite.
Don't wait for the conflict to go away. Right. The thing is, keep working on yourself, and you got to dive deep into the conflict. And I'll explain how during our live Q&A during the event. But even Martin Luther King, people don't understand Junior, when he was doing his movement, a guy that worked real close to him did an interview, and he said he had conflict and opposition, not just from the people from the white supremacy, from his own team. Right. And they were like, no, don't talk about this, talk about that. And the guy said,
well, I just got through that.
Taking action and look at the bigger picture and not wait for the conflict to go away. And he said, over time, we continue to unify more and more. But he said, if we would have said, oh, we shouldn't move forward because there's conflict in every area, we never would have heard of Martin Luther King Jr.
The hardest thing for people is, so we have this process the first 7 years of life called tribalization. So basically the way our brain is operating in what's called a theta level. You know that you study psychology. It's a theta level. It's a recording level. Mm-hmm. And so it never matters what you tell a child, by the way. They always come off energy. Children feel energy more than they hear your words, right? So here we get all these programs. And then at age seven, the way the subconscious works, it's homeostatic. It's designed not to change. So the cage seals. So the moment you want to change something in your life, you have to step outside that cage. The moment you step out of there, the energy that keeps the cage working is fear. So you better learn how to master fear if you want to make some changes, because you have to understand you're going to feel fear. Here's the difference. You don't have to get stuck in fear.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in there. You got to learn to feel it and then go up the courage and deal with what's happening. But once you understand this, I do believe that I stumbled on this a few years ago when I was studying a bunch of patients, that this red zone, green zone, that success is actually scientifically sound. It's stress. There's two parts of stress. It's the physiological stress response, which everybody has, and that's the fight or flight that everybody hears about. But it's also the programs within us. So if you have a program of lack, and if somebody starts talking about money or you have to pay the bills, you'll feel an upset right away.
Yeah.
Because it could come when you were 3 years old, but that's going to stop you because it's painful until you realize what is happening. And that's the change that we have to talk about. We have to work on ourselves. Yes, I know millionaires and a lot of them who are really not successful. Why? Mm-hmm. Because their life is turbulence. They just have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I know Dan talks that there's no such thing, Dan Waldschmidt or other, that there's no such thing as balance, but there is. Balance is not what we think.
That's not what I mean. It's changing your perspective on what you think balance.
Right. But it's all about an energy. And these five life categories got to be in a certain energy. So you have your career, you have finance, you have health, you have relationship, you have personal and spiritual development. They all need to be at a certain level. In other words, if I have all this money and all this success in my career, but my health is down here, it pulls my energy down. I'm not successful. I don't feel right. Nothing's going to work. If my relationships are every night I come home and I work hard and I'm fighting with my spouse and I'm fighting, then guess what? Again, it's going to pull you down.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in something bigger than yourself,
that's right.
You don't have something up there, then I don't care what you do over here. It's going to pull you down. So balance is really a state. It's not, oh, I got to give this much time here. No. It's a state that all five of these categories are living in a higher state. When that happens, you then control your cage. And I'll talk about that when we speak. When we speak, I'm going to talk about what that means, because if you change the operating system of your life, that means everything you do will be different. Your habits will change. And everything you attract in your life will be different. But what you must look at is, what does your life look like today? Because you created it.
You manifested
it, because that's the state you live in. You can't think that you're going to join us at this nice, get together and your life's going to change overnight. What we want to give you are the tools and actions and the connection to make things you need. You've got to work. But you can work systematically in understanding these aspects of
you. Yeah. We'll give you everything we've been through. What we really will do is we're going to disrupt your way of thinking.
I got to sneak water, though.
You'll start calling me like, hey.
I'm not going to call. I'm going to sneak water.
That's fine. we'll disrupt everyone's ways of thinking by telling you what we've really done, and in a good way, because you'll say, wow, I've never read this in a book before, because a lot of the books are bull crap.
Yeah.
But it's going to be against the grain, but I'm telling you, then if you accept it and start applying the different things we're talking about, that will take you to the next level. And Dan and I talked about it. Dan said, if anyone paid $35 for this live stream event and they're not happy, we'll give 150%.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Their money back plus 50%. Because
it's so ridiculous.
It's real. It's going to be phenomenal. And then you're allowed to interact back and forth with us during the Q&A.
Now, here's the thing, Mark. For questions, you guys can question me if you want to throw questions at me for certain things. Anything on health, and it could be very expansive health too, because remember, my whole background is medicine. So it could be health, it could be energy, it could be stress, it could be growth, it could be business, it could be and relationships. I've actually gotten good at it. It only took me 50 years, but I got good at it. A few failures. But you can question me on those things and throw them out there, because the one thing you have to understand is I've been coaching for over 20 years, and I have been in personal development for 30 years. So I've got a lot of time in this, and I've been in the wellness field. You name it, I can pretty much answer. And if I can't, I will tell you I can't answer that, but I will get the answer for you.
So that's kind of the answers.
Yeah. So those are questions like you can aim right at me. Because there's some things that, man, there's no way I can answer some of the questions that Dan and Greg can answer, even you can answer, Mark. I mean, there's just some of the specialties that are there, you know.
That's a good thing. If we were all four, it wouldn't be necessary to have four.
Well, that's not only different. Yeah. We actually all have different businesses and different, my background is I've opened up medical clinics and I've done personal development and I have internet businesses now, and now I'm podcasting. I'm getting better at it. You're at 143. I'm going up at number 86. So I'm running it fast.
I had to step back. Instead of leveling out, I had to start focusing on leveling up, which is what we're strategizing. And that's a whole other thing we can discuss with people.
You're a great example. Now, this is a great example for you guys watching this, all right? Mark is a perfect example. So Mark built his dream company. He built it. It's done. It's operating. Now he wants to rebrand himself and step outside a little bit and build these other pieces that he really is enthused about. Now, many people are like that. And to do that, you have to understand, how do I step out of this company that's making me money and it's running and I put 10 years in? How do I build out here? And those are great questions, by the way. How do I build my love, my business, and things that I love to do? And Mark's going through it right now, and he's learning.
Keep
your business running. That's an art.
And that's where leadership comes in.
That's an art. Randy Gage said it best. An entrepreneur is an artist. We have to paint those things. I call it living on the fringes of life. That's when you're only sleeping about 3 or 4 hours a night for a while.
Yeah.
Seeing that all the time. You talk to a health guy. You're not doing it forever. But
that's right.
For a while, you have to say, do I really want to do this? Because he doesn't have the luxury to put all his energy into this and let this fall. And there's a lot of you out there like that. You can have your job. In fact, I tell everybody, you can build the exact life you want, but don't leave your job. Take care of what you need to do. Build it strategically. Build your passion. And when your passion's making enough money, walk into that and then leave your job. You don't just leave everything and start going. That's just ridiculous. You're never going to succeed doing that. So, Mark, what you're going through, and those are great questions to pose to Mark. Mark's going through this. He wrote a best-selling book. He has one of the top podcasts. He's figuring out how to build an entire new business while he's operating a whole company that he grew. And that's a transition period that a lot of people can't make. I mean, that is hard. Now, Dan, I don't know, man. Dan's the man when it comes to all that stuff. And then Greg, too. Greg is now going into speaking. And so what did Greg do? Greg, by the way, doesn't need to work. Greg can do whatever he wants to do. He's very successful. So Greg wrote this book, but he wanted to be a speaker. So what did Greg do? He went to Toastmasters and worked at it and worked at it and failed at it and went to Toastmasters, and he actually won awards for speaking at Toastmasters. But that's a guy who didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Wants to get out there and teach people, and that's what it takes. You've got to know what you want, but then you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And that's the best thing I can tell people. I mean, we got good examples up there.
He went through so much adversity coming up too, and then he talks about how he learned to open all these franchises, and he said he wasn't good at education, but he learned how to study other people that got to where he wanted to go, and he said it's not magic. I'll be me, but I'll duplicate what they're doing. And that's how he opened all these franchises through incredible hard work.
That's how he's doing his speaking business. He follows Les Brown. And he does the. I mean, what he's telling you is that what Greg's message is, anybody can do it. And I really do believe that. Now, some people say, Bill, everybody can do it. It's not your degrees. It really isn't your degrees. It's really your, I guess, drive or passion or purpose is maybe a better word for it, that you want to make your legacy. To make a legacy, you have to know what you want that legacy to be, but you have to have the courage to step out, and you can't wait.
Sometimes you have to learn along the way. Have a purpose. Yeah. As you know, being older, Bill, there's seasons in your life where you have different...
Yeah. You just call me older.
Wisdom. Yeah, you have the six pack, so that takes off.
You guys are
funny. You know, there's seasons though, Bill, where your core values don't necessarily change, but your
builds up.
Yeah, so like Dream Shine is always my foundation, but that's not my only. It's my purpose is to continue changing lives, and then when
you
learn more, you're responsible for teaching others more.
You know, we talk about, you know, you have coaches out there, and we have a lot of coaches that follow us, and God bless them all because you're helping people. But you have to understand, we have these, there are what I call spiritual values. There's an exercise I take my coaching clients through very deep. Anybody who's ever coached with me know what I'm talking about, because usually that's the crying session. They start going, I didn't know that. Okay. But the values, if you know your values, like I know my values are freedom, service, peace, love, and health. Those are my top five values. I try to do nothing that goes against those five values, because if I do, I'm rattling my own cage. But there's a business that I built that I knew I was going to have to take my freedom value and put it in the vault, because I was going to have to work. I was working, probably it was about 14-hour days when I was building this particular company, and I knew I had to do it because I'm the only one that knew anything. So that means I had to do it
right there, and I'll break that down, because that's such a good point. That almost goes back to balance, and what that is, there's seasons in life where, yes, all these things matter,
but
times where you have to say, look, it's like with marriage, Bill, we talked about, I told my wife, I value my marriage, but for the next 3 months, and like you said, you'll sign a contract.
I'm a contract with your wife.
You're not going to see me, but we're agreeing together that after the 3 months, then that season's going to start going back to normal. But you have
Key. That's the communication, right? That's balance. So I knew I was building this company, and it was very important for my mission in life and my purpose. And I was going to have to take my freedom value and put it on hold. So you guys understand that's personal development, because I know that about myself.
Right.
I know that this is not rattling me, that I'm sitting in the office at 6 a.m. I'm leaving at 8 p.m. It didn't rattle me. Why? Because I knew it wasn't going to be a long-term thing. If I don't know what's going on inside my cage or inside my programs, then I'm feeling guilty or I'm feeling stressed. And I have all these things going on, and it holds me back from being successful. See, you've got to work on yourself. And that's what I'll be talking about up there. There's a lot of personal development, spiritual development. That's right. Yes.
And that's where, and we'll leave it at this too, where that's where people get passion mixed up. And they think if I'm following my purpose, you know, the saying, if you do what you love, you'll never have to work another day in your life. Well, I don't, that's not true. The thing is, it's understanding, like you just said, what you're sacrificing and why it's going towards a bigger picture. Sometimes I have to do what I hate doing, but I know that it's going towards that bigger purpose. And there's days I'm not really like, oh, I'm so excited to be doing, but I'm able to dive deeper in myself and say, this is going towards that bigger thing. I don't love going through, even when I went through the false lawsuit, which we'll talk about the mindset of that in leadership. I didn't love every moment of that either, but I knew that was something that I needed to go through to continue to elevate my purpose to that next level. And people think as soon as like those storms hit or when they're not doing what they love doing, that they're not following their purpose. And we'll explain.
Well, I think you're going to have a great story. I mean, everybody who's listening to this, Mark is the perfect one to hit with a lot of questions because he's going through it. And there's nothing better to hit somebody when they're going through this transition. And you can, these transitions aren't, I just went through another one. I go through transitions because I finish things in my life and then I go to the next thing. And I've been very good at that. My whole life I've done that. And so this new business, this is the first time I've had so much freedom. But of course, now I'm going to build another company and do, I can't help myself because I like it. Now I don't, here's the difference. I don't have to do anything. And I don't have to go against my values. If I choose to build something, I now know enough people to build a team around it, and I don't have to deal with chaos. I don't deal with lower energy people. If people want to be in lower energy and they want to be stuck over there, they're not willing to come up, I just cut them loose. Yeah. See, that's what it is being 55. I'm going to be honest with you. That's kind of like, you know, that's freedom because I'm older and I really don't need to do this. Greg kind of has that too. Greg doesn't have to do anything if you don't want to. I don't believe Dan does either. But Mark, you're a little young and you're going through your transition. It's going to be huge. But if you really looked at it, you don't need all this stress. You don't need to be doing this and that. You didn't have to do that.
Dream shine. Exactly. And
see, that's what people think. They think they're going to get this success. And at the end of the day, they have it's called tethering. And you think you're going to have all these feelings when you get the success and my life's going to be perfect and everything's going to go. And you get there and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this is it? Where's the streamers? Where's the champagne bottle? The first time my book hit number one, everybody was celebrating around me and I'm thinking about why it was no big deal because I got to write the next book. And when I had it, when I did hit $1 million, it was like very disappointing because where the heck is all this celebration? Because I still had to get up and work the next day. So there's this tethering that we have on there. You think, yes, your life is going to be great. But understand that when you're an entrepreneur and you're young entrepreneurs, there's a lot of them I know coming into this particular event. You have to understand, when you build something, you're always going to want to build something else. That's what makes you alive. You're not going to sit there, I got Dreamshine done now. I can sit back in my office and I can just sit back and rule because you could do that. But it's just, you can't.
No. And it's because you care. Yeah. You build it and then you just, that like gives you more skills and teaches you wisdom to then build something else. Now, if you didn't care,
absolutely,
you could settle into mediocrity, but that's when people get depressed usually. And we'll talk more about
that. I don't think it stops. Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I built down here 13 active adult clinics and centers. And it was all for people 55 and older. And I built it when they were starting to build those communities. And I would see these nice, healthy 70-year-olds retire from New York and come down here. And within 6 months, you couldn't even recognize them. Because it was like they just lost their life, their spunk and everything else. So what I started doing in those communities was putting in programs and this, and I would get them involved in what's called SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired, you know, executives, and help other people. And those are the ones that thrived. I don't know. I always thought, wow, I want to retire when I'm 50. And then when I hit 50, it was like, what am I going to do? Sit home, go golf, go do this. And I retired, by the way, I've retired twice in my career already. Twice I've retired. And I moved to Panama and I lived like a king. I retired for like 6 months and all of a sudden I was like, before you knew it, I was building something in Panama. I can't, you know, I don't know what retirement is. I don't know what people think success is.
Yeah. You know,
success is really, to me, success is, if somebody asks, my definition of success is being able to live peaceful. Waking up, I have good health, I have good energy, I have a beautiful wife, beautiful family. I do what I want to do every day. Like you said, sometimes I have to do work I don't want to do, but it's still, my business is what I love.
It's going towards your purpose. Yeah.
I have a spiritual connection. I'm able to go there and I get to meet people like you and Dan and Greg and do these things. And it's incredible. That's success. This is the most successful I've ever been is right now. You've known me for a while too. And I just finished a big project and got out of it. And you
that's
know
right.
me.
That's right.
The most peaceful I've ever been. It's like,
that's right.
You know, it's like, I just got this. I love doing the podcast. I never thought I would do that. I never thought I would do a podcast, and I love doing it. I mean, it's I love it. So you guys listen to that show. That is a show of love. I love doing them. I really do.
That and everyone listening, again, we have Bill. Look, what we're talking about is it's what, just 13 days away? It's July 15th.
Woo, here we go.
That's coming really close, and yeah. The tickets are $35. We'll post the link in here. Once you get them, you get added to a private page. And I want to explain this very clearly because a lot of us are so sick of being added to these private group pages on Facebook. This isn't the way that is. What this is we've created it only for people to buy tickets. So that's like your channel that you get to watch this live event from, but it also allows you to interact and post your questions. So we have our producer mm-hmm. that can be reading them and channeling them back and forth to us. And then like 24 hours after the event, that private page will be removed. So you're not going to be getting all these notifications and all that. But people that have already bought their tickets that have been added to it are already getting ahead of the game. They're already posting.
Yeah, they're questions. Starting to ask questions. Yeah, there's
we're
questions.
Gonna be, we're going to get to theirs first. So if you want them, get your – we'll pop the link in here. It's $35. And
that's
none
it.
Of us are making
that's
any – honestly,
I'm not getting paid for this.
I'm in the red. But as far as investments go, this would be. But I'm telling everyone, a dream. This has been a dream of mine to bring people like this together to help add value. And I know more always comes out of things like this because when you care about people and you're a giver, you get other people like this. I have Bill involved. I have Greg involved. I have Dan. All of them agreed that any proceeds we get from these ticket sales, we're going to donate towards our individuals with special needs. And I think that's awesome because a lot of them wouldn't even, their prices, we couldn't have even afford to get these people together. So for $35, I'm not telling you guys this as a cheesy sale. I'm telling you this, like, you
get in there.
If you want
to
grow, get it. Yeah. And I promise you, if you don't get your value, like Dan said, I agree. I'll give you 150% of your money back too. I'll double up on that.
If you want, what I tell everybody too, kind of take a look at what Mark's doing in Dreamshine. You need, if you're not sure they get anything out of this particular event, which I know you will, but if you don't think you will, still you should get a ticket to help Dreamshine. What dream? Talk a little bit, Mark, about Dreamshine for everybody if they don't know.
Yeah, and I'll post everything on here too, and. We serve, what I did is I was 26 at the time too, Bill, when I went to start Dreamshine to serve individuals with special needs. And I realized all they had after high school were these horrible institutionalized settings. And I went against the grain, as a lot of us do that have imagination. And I said, people with special needs need to have options after they graduate from high school. Other than like these factories they had here in Ohio that were really dark and oppressing. Mm-hmm. And I spent like a year working full-time as a special education teacher while also doing tile as a side job, while also studying every state rule and law to learn what it took to get certified to open an agency. And my vision was to create a place that was so non-institutionalized for people with special needs to come to and be able to have all these different options. And, you know, I share this story more on the thing, but I had to fight against politics. I got mm-hmm. threatening phone calls from high up of the state because there's billions of dollars of funding that come mm-hmm. through, and a lot of the state own their own programs and control the funding. And, this is what we talk about all the time is how you have to keep persisting for that purpose. And that's where I get into leadership more. And at first, you have to wear every hat possible when you're starting a company.
Well, that's what they have to understand. Look at your story. So, you know, here you are, you're teaching and you're doing tile and you're figuring out. And you have to understand, he built DreamShine for, you know, these special needs, you know, people. He could have easily just went to the state and made money and had done a state-run facility and lowered the standards down there. He could have easily done that. That would have been an easy way to do it. And so his purpose and his passion to build DreamShine, and that's why we're behind it. Government's not giving him any money. So this is why we're raising money for this. But his purpose and his passion behind it was enough not only to push himself outside the box, but also to work diligently to make sure it happened. It's been 10 years now, right?
Yeah. And I knew if I didn't run it like a successful business and we were bankrupt, then we wouldn't be able to help anyone. So
if you weren't taking any salary or anything, you were paying.
Why I have 20 people on my team. I mean, I have to have 20,000 in the account just to meet payroll. People on my team. So. And so I knew what I had to do. I had to work hard to bring the funding in and run it like a company. And it wasn't just a nonprofit. I knew if I didn't run it like a business with a purpose, because I saw a lot of wishy-washy people come in this field and they want to help, but they didn't, they were afraid to make money. And then they went,
they're afraid because they're taught in the medical field that, you know, and, you know, I build medical clinics. So the medical clinics I built are all about the opposite of reactive medicine. It's about working with regular medical personnel and creating a wellness aspect so people get better. And when you do that outside the box, it's the schooling. It's the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the doctors. They're trained that, oh, you should not make money. Now, my partners were not trained that way. So we were about making money. Why? It was a business. I don't feel bad about making money because I know we had 30,000 patients that we helped. I don't feel bad at all about making money.
That's my point. If anyone should be, it's you're changing lives.
Yes, but it's a program and it's drilled you in school. It's drilled, it's drilled, it's drilled. And so, you guys, these are the questions you want to ask is that, how do you at 26 years old, and don't answer this, Mark, because they need to ask this question. They have to buy a ticket to ask this question. How do you know at 26 years of age, this is what you want? I knew that I wanted to change medicine, but there was a very distinct reason behind why I wanted to do it. Again, you got to buy a ticket to find out that. There's a reason for it, right? You can't answer that now, but how? So I don't care how old you are. A lot of my coaching clients are in their mid-50s and they're very successful people, very high-level people. And what they're looking is to transition themselves to another place in their life, or they're looking to find more peace in their life. It's not money. They don't need that. It's peace. But it's these young millennials that I see coming. If you can get that passion lit, it doesn't matter if you're 55 or you're 26. You get that passion lit and have the courage to step outside and do the things we're going to teach you. That's what you're going to walk away with. We're going to give you steps. Dan is amazing at this. Dan, he'll push you outside the cage. He'll push you outside the cage, lock the door, and weld it shut. And then you'll be standing out there. That's what Dan will do to you. Because Dan, we talked a little bit about Greg, but talking about Dan, Dan also is self-made.
Yeah.
And self-made and self-destructive. And he's going to give you his story. Yeah. Is amazing.
That's why I like him too. He went through his adversity. Yes. He lost it all, but then he.
Yes.
Dan's real. Like all of them.
He's real. It's real. But, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And Mark, you're doing a good job, man. What you've done is putting this group together is really something special. I think that it's going to change some lives. And guys, if you bought a ticket out there, get other people to buy. Let's make this a huge event. Let's put something behind this, you know? Let's help this cause. And if you want to know what DreamShine is, you're going to put up a video later, right, Mark? You put up one of your videos?
Yeah, I'll pop it.
Because you guys
right
got to see it. You just got to see it. Once you see it, then you'll understand why, you know, Greg, Dan, and myself are coming in with Mark, because what he's done is unbelievable. This really is unbelievable what he's created.
That's right. Thank you. And I'll post that in the link. And then we'll also share with people other things, all of us, why we became authors, how you became paid speakers, and all the bull crap that everyone's telling you.
So we could talk.
You can make money speaking right away. And we'll get into all that in the Q&A.
We could talk business. We could talk becoming published. We could talk about speaking. We could talk about entrepreneurs. We could talk about internet business.
Marriage.
We could talk about building it. Marriage. We could talk about regular business, health, money. If you want to talk about it, we're all there. We can, if you want to get into some spiritual talk, I'm up for it. I don't care. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we're there.
We're running the event, so you can talk about. I can't be like, nope, you can't talk about God. Yes, you can. Bring
Finally, I can talk about God. And that's another story you'll have to find about at the thing.
That's right.
15 years I couldn't talk about God. Finally, I could talk about God.
That's part of the story. So anyone can ask anything, and one of the four of us will have an answer. And if we don't, we'll find out. We're not going to fluff and say, oh, yeah, we're not going to give you guys. But $35, Bill, it's been an honor.
It's been fun.
Yeah, everyone that jumped on the live stream, thank you. We'll pop the link in here. Yep. Everyone listening on Elevating Beyond, I'll pop the link. It's July 15th. You better get your tickets now. You can start posting your questions immediately. Go ahead.
Let them research us. You guys should research us. Research us. That way you can know what questions to ask. Because this is, I'm going to tell you, we're not going to leave until all the questions are answered. That's our deal.
Right.
And we have to sit there for 2 to 3 hours to answer questions. That's what we'll do. We're going to cut our talks to 20 minutes. We're doing a TED Talk style. I know I won't make it in 20 minutes, but I'm going to try.
I'm going to have a timer.
I'm going to try. You're going to have to. No, you need a big hook.
Look at this.
A big hook.
I gotta drop the mic.
You gotta definitely hook me off the stage because we're gonna get going. It's gonna be bad. And so we're gonna each talk for 20 minutes. We're gonna talk on our subjects, and then we're gonna sit down and we're going to answer questions. And the way we'll do it, we're gonna have it mediated, right? I think Matt's mediating, or somebody mediating. They're gonna ask the questions.
I'm gonna help mediate it, but Matt and David are pulling everyone's questions ongoing so that there's organization to our madness. Then I know, so I'll be able to help direct them, then I'll answer it too.
Perfect.
But then I'll throw, like, I have plastic grenades, so if Bill's talking too long, I'll hit him.
No, Bill, it's Bill. We got to worry about Bill. We know that.
All of us get excited. We got four guys with ADD. Yeah. You know what? That's another.
Oh, it's not good.
Every single person I've met has ADD.
Well, you know why? It's because obsessive compulsive, you better be a little obsessive compulsive if you want to live a real life.
I'm just gonna tell you,
that's where I live. You have to drive. I mean, if you think that you can work 8 hours a day and get to where we are at, I'm so sorry to tell you, it's not going to happen. And I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, from pure love, it won't happen. Uh-huh. Nobody is going to work 8 hours a day and do what we do. Nobody's going to work a 40-hour work week and take 2 weeks vacation, have their 401k put together, and do what we do. And you know what? Here's something I will tell you. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's where you're at, because maybe your passion is coaching Little League baseball. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're telling me I want to become a millionaire, I am not going to lie to you. They've done research on this, and they work 70 to 90 hours a week. And that's research. Self-made.
All of us will validate that.
70 hours a week. And that's just the way it is. And you know what? If you realize, yes, this is what I want, we will give you the plan to do it. So stop talking, Mark, so we can go.
I love it. What's great is we all know each other. I know all of you good.
Yeah, we know each other.
We'll be making fun of each other. We'll have fun. But to end the podcast, as we always say, I'm going to let Bill throw his thing in, but I'm going to say never settle. Keep elevating beyond. And Bill, say it.
Stay inspired.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 905, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 915, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwann's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwann's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwann's.com.